Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, my family. Again, thanks again for allowing us in your homes of Wednesday, Sisters Night. And we're scheduled to, last week we had talked about building solutions. So I guess once the chat room gets up and running, we'll begin to take calls upon solutions. But in the meantime, we have a twofold topic, not only from last week, but for this week, we also wanted to talk about how black is beautiful and the standardized loveliness of our black beauty and how we really don't understand and accept the natural beauty and how we should, continue on our naturalness, because it's without lack that I guess we're ashamed of who we truly are. I guess we don't want to be nappy and happy. We want to be straight and look like Whitey. I don't know. Not to knock any of our sisters that have perms and extensions and weaves and acrylic nails and fake long Diane Ross eyelashes. Because I'm not here to do that. But I just want to offer the alternative of being natural, because there's nothing wrong with being natural. We have to start doing research upon the products that we use within our heads, and not just within our heads, within our skins. And I know during these days and times, it's extremely hard to find different products that work well with us, because I know that it's expensive, and I know that during these days and times that with the economy is at a so-called all-time high. But again, sisters and brothers too, we have to consider the alternative of using shea butter. Shea butter, because I read somewhere in a lot of these magazines, and just knowing that if you can't eat it, that you really shouldn't try to put it on your skin a lot of times. Now, I'm not saying that all the time that, you know, we do what we have to do when our hands are dry, but we should try to use things like shea butter, because with shea butter, you know you can cook with shea. A lot of people don't know this. I'm not talking about the shea butter that you can get into the stores where they have shea butter mixed with cocoa butter and that kind of stuff. No, I don't mean that. I mean the actual shea butter, the real shea butter, the real good stuff that you can use with cooking and products. You can put on your hair, you can put on your skin. You can put it in your food and use it as oil, as an alternative, as opposed to using, I guess, Crisco I know some of y'all are going to fall out because I've actually used shea butter to cook with, and it actually has a unique taste. It has a different type of taste, but we have to really begin because think about it like this. Once they start shutting down these stores, once they start, you know, putting more chemicals into these products that we're using on our skin, and it's making us unhealthy. That's why a lot of times we break out from this acne. Well, it's not just because of the things that we're putting on our skins, but it's the things that we're putting in our bodies. So to say the least, that we have to start kind of just trying to eventually go totally natural. But just, I mean, start off in increments if it's too hard on the financial. If it's too hard upon your willpower, then start off in bits of increments because it just does your body good, you know? You remember your remember they used to say when we were growing up, you are what you eat? So we have to begin to eat a little bit better because we, as black people, we have the highest rate of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, and all of these things, brothers and sisters, are actually curable if we have the correct diet, if we maintain the correct diet, if we stop eating all these starches, if we stop eating things that are not for us, that are not as natural. And we can stop taking these medications because these medications are doing more harm to us. And it's causing us to age a lot quicker. For example, you would have a 35-year-old male that, I don't know, let's say, for example, he has high cholesterol. He has, you know, high blood pressure and things like that. Because he's taking all these medications, and if we can get some nurses to call, maybe they can verify exactly what I'm saying. Because what happens is, by you taking all these medications, they're speeding up your aging process. And as you know, black people, especially us, we tend to look a lot younger than what we are if we try and take care of ourselves on a healthier note. So we have to really start going back a little bit natural. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying to me. You say, okay, what about the hair? Well, when you're putting perms and relaxers and all these different things in your hair, they eventually do take out your scalp. They eventually get into the pores of your skin, and you can get really, really sick. That's why when a woman is pregnant, they ask you not to perm your hair during that time. Why do you think that is? That is because chemicals can get into your embryo within your baby somehow through the bloodline. So what we want to do is we want to really stop it. If it's causing our children to be sick and cause all these different birth defects, what do you think it's doing to you, the mother? You know, not just your baby. If you're not worried about your baby, then you should be worried about yourself. You know, or both. I mean, why would you not be worried about your baby? And then the things that we're around secondhand smoke, they also talk about how secondhand smoke is really harmful and really bad for you. And these are people, you're not even inhaling it technically. You're just around somebody that's smoking, and you can still get sick from that. So, and you're getting cancer quicker than a person who doesn't have that, who is not smoking. So here you are, a person who doesn't smoke, so why even be really around it? So we have to, I'm not knocking any of us who smoke, I'm just telling you facts, that smoking is harmful to you. And so that goes back to self-love. I'm not saying that you smoke because you don't love yourself. It's just about willpower. We have to eventually try to stop doing it, not just saying, well, I have a habit, I'm addicted to it. Oh, well, fuck it. You know, I don't care. But that's not going to work during these days and times. We need you, sisters. We need you to be around longer because we have babies to raise. And we also have to, we're the burden bearers of our community. We're the ones that spark the brains, and we are
encouraging our children to live and to breathe, and we're encouraging our men to live and breathe and different things. And how can we do that if we are not self-healing ourselves? That's why a lot of times in the slavery times, not just in slavery times, but during the times of us not being able to go into hospitals. Remember a time when we actually, and still to this day, if you don't have the proper insurance or if they don't see that you have a job, they have the right, the hospital has a right to not accept you. So during these days and time, and then with the health care as it is, we damn near have to be our own doctors, not just our lawyers and different things. So we have to learn how to, we have to go back to the herbs, like we talked about last week, about how, and that's part of our 10-point program. We talked about, within our 10-point program, we talked about preventative health and maintenance. And that's really, really, really important. We really have to really see that. We have to really go back to that and just be natural. Natural is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with being black, and there's nothing wrong with being beautiful. So why can't you accept yourself? Why don't you love yourself enough to say, you know what, I'm just going to be nappy. I'm going to cut all of this perm out because it's not doing nothing but destroying my brain cells anyway. It's destroying my bloodstream somehow. So why do I constantly want to be something that I'm not? You know what I mean? Think about it like this. You have all these women, white women, I'm saying, that are getting Botox. Why do you think they're getting Botox? To blow up their lips, to make themselves look skinnier. What exactly is in the Botox? You have to ask yourself that question besides saline. We know, you know, what saline is, but what exactly, what else is in it? You know what I mean? What is it? Is it something to do with us? You know what I mean? Maybe it has something to do with us that the lips are being big. And we have to really begin to love ourselves. The white woman wants to be you, you know, and we want to be the white woman. Why is that? We should not want to be it. There's nothing wrong with being black and nappy-headed. There's nothing wrong with having big lips. If you got a big nose, rock your big nose. That is African. I mean, you should want to look like how you were born. I understand improvement. I understand exercise. I understand being healthy. I understand trying to get a little muscle, a little tone. But I'm talking about your inner essence of the black diamond jewel that you are and that you can't accept. Why do every culture in the world looks at us and is like, wow, look how beautiful she is, but they're trying to emulate us and be us. Why do you think it's all-time high of interracial blending and things like that? Because they want black children, because they can't be black themselves, so they have to have a piece of the pie. Well, it's more than just that. It's more than our beauty. It's our essence. It's the fact that we're trendsetters. We're trend creators. We're intelligent. We've created everything on from the light on down to books. We've created almost everything in the world. We've built this whole entire land. So, of course, they're jealous and envious of who we exactly are. So why don't we want to be us is the question. I don't understand. Somebody please enlighten me of that. We're taking callers. Does anybody want to add to that? Because it just puzzles me. It's just, it frightens me, really, to see, you know, even when I'm walking around in the streets, I see white women just looking, and then the first thing they want to do is they want to touch into my locks, and I'm like, no. So we, you know, because they're so beautiful. And I had a white woman tell me the other day, she said she had locks, and I looked at her, I said, ma'am, your locks couldn't possibly, they weren't locks, I don't know what they were. You know, they were just strings on your head. They weren't locks, you know, because we're the ones who have locks. We're the ones that should be proud of ourselves. And it's just different things that we can do for beauty. We can wear beautiful scarves around our head. You can do so much with an afro. If you don't want to do locks, then just maybe consider going, even being an afro, you can, if you want to, you can press it with an afro, but just be natural something. I really don't necessarily agree with that, because that eventually take out your hair as well. But if you have to, you know, if you just want to go and do the blowout, I mean, it's just necessary. We should really try to go back to that. It's not going to kill us, brothers and sisters. It's not going to kill us. You know, we have to set the standard of beauty. We can no longer allow the industry and all these different people to set what beauty is, okay? Thick and beautiful is in. If you're thick and beautiful, you're skinny, you're supposed to be skinny, then be skinny. We come in all shapes and forms. If you want to lose weight, then lose weight to be healthy. You shouldn't lose weight because you feel like, you know, because I want to be skinny like a white woman, because I want to look like this other race and different things like that. You shouldn't want to do that for that purpose. Yes, we should be healthy. Yes, we should. But it's more than a notion when we just look at ourselves in the mirror and don't like who we are. If we take herbs like vitamin E and vitamin C and, you know, drink healthier, our nails will grow naturally. I can tell you, I'm serious. If we begin to start back doing that, we can have long nails. We don't have to put those nails on our fingers, because eventually you keep getting those nails and your nails are not able to breathe. Guess what? You're going to get a fungus. You know what I mean? And funguses are very, very hard to get rid of, you know, especially with, you know, in the nail bed like that. And then when you go to these Chinese shops and spots like this, they do not clean out, and then y'all letting them use drills on your nails. First of all, they do not clean the stuff out. The stuff is not sterile. They barely wear gloves. They probably digging in their nose. They probably doing all kind of stuff, and they touching your nails. And then check this out. They wearing masks. You know what I mean? They don't even give you a mask. They don't even show you the courtesy or try to fake it off like they care about you a little bit. Guess what they do? They don't even, they put their mask on and they just let you sit up there and inhale all that shit and bombing fluid. Who knows? You know what I mean? Some type of fluid that is getting to you that's probably making you woozy, and you sitting up there about ready to pass out to look what you think is beautiful. You know? So, I mean, just something to kind of contemplate on. Just, you know, maybe filing down your nails. You know, the little files. And we got to go back to the basics. We have to start back to the basic beauty. And even with wearing certain types of lipsticks, okay, y'all do realize that a lot of these lipsticks and things like that, or pork base, you know they're getting them out of a pig, right? Okay, I'm just letting you know. You probably don't know that. But let me let you know, a lot of this makeup is coming out of a pig, all right? I was told, a sister said they had some natural stuff they're using. I don't know. It's possible. Somebody call in and let me know about that. But I'm just saying that what they have in these stores, what Mary Kay and all these other folks, all this stuff is chemically engineered pig pork based. And you putting it, and you saying, I don't eat pork, I don't eat pork. But you're putting it on your lips and you kissing your mans and your baby. So you might want to kind of consider not doing that anymore. So it's just different. It just goes back to, you know, who our grandmothers were. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I know that as black people we have created so many different beautiful things, such as Madam J. Walker. I mean, I know that she created the press and comb, and, you know, that might have been great so we can all look like, you know, white smiley and look like the oppressive woman. You know what I mean? That might have been appealing, but, you know, we might need to, you know, I mean, I'm not real happy about that. I'm not really happy about that invention, because it just says more to our children and our young girls that, you know, that they can't be natural. I mean, they came into this world natural. They had a natural state. You know what I mean? Why we just can't be natural and just go back to that. And even really, shoot, and kind of start back getting, trying to look a little bit more African, a little bit, try to. Because during these days and times, I don't want to be identified as the oppressor. I want to look like myself. Not the images that they put on TV, because those are not really us. That's who they, that's their image of what they feel like we should look like. And again, if we are the so-called trendsetters and we are the people that actually, you know, feel good and we want our people to really be focused and really work harder, then we should really try to look less, I don't know, Eurocentric, maybe. So it's really, really important. It's really important that we try to create new hairstyles and have on these books. We have a caller, 757-405-2186. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Black power, Queen. Black power.
Black power. Yeah, I said you was talking about the white women want to be like us.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the reason why the white women want to be like us because they don't have the beauty like we have. They don't have the chemistry we have. They don't have the beauty. When they get wet, they stink. You know, and when we get wet, we don't smell. We still smell good. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's the reason why they want to be like us, because they know we are beautiful. We're going to always be beautiful. Even if we look bad, we're still beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Queen. I agree. Yeah, so we have to go back to that. We have to go back to being the natural. You know,
yeah,
we need to go back to that theory of the 70s.
Yeah, be the natural person. Don't wear no makeup. Don't wear no. I mean, you can wear jewelry because jewelry comes from ancient chemists. So we wore jewelry.
Yeah,
they wore jewelry back then in ancient chemists. So we can wear our jewelry. But as far as our skin and everything, putting all this stuff that don't belong to our skin, don't belong in our hair, we don't need it. And
true.
Of course, our body, we need to use our products, not their products, but our products.
Exactly. Yeah, because they're breaking us out, and they're making our skin look funny.
And yeah.
We're becoming discolored.
Then they're giving us stuff that we ain't never, black people ain't never heard of, some kind of skin disease and the stuff you're using today.
Oh, cancer. Yes, ma'am, at an alarming rate, skin cancer. Black folk ain't never had no skin cancer.
That's
where we're starting to get it. Because we're using all these different damn products that we don't even know where they came from, and they lying and saying that it's natural. It'll say it's natural on the cover, but then you start reading the ingredients, and the ingredients tell you something else.
That's what I'm saying. Got that nice and all that stuff and all that animal fat mixed all up in that pork and all that stuff mixed up in, and you thinking that, oh, this is natural. But not only natural stuff you're going to have is stuff you make yourself. Because
exactly.
What you make yourself, you know what's in it.
Yeah, we do. I'm telling you. Because a lot of times, even with, like, to be honest with you, even with, like, you know, using the razor and stuff on our heads, like for the brothers or for the sisters that's getting their hair tapered, sometimes, like, when you're training your hair. So if you're training your hair, what you're doing is you're making yourself bald in certain areas, and you don't want to do that. Even it's bad enough, like how we lay down. We should start using. I'm sorry, I'm really getting into the beauty. We talking about beauty, right?
Yeah, that's good because I need to hear that now.
Setting bald.
Yeah, we learn something every day, so I do need to hear what you're talking about. Yes, I need to vibe that very, very clearly.
Them satin scarves. We need to start using satin scarves to sleep in, as opposed to cotton and all these different kinds, because that is taking out our hair in the certain
yeah.
way that we lay. And if you notice, if you lay a certain way on your head, then your hair kind of comes out on that side. Your hair is shorter than the other side. So we have to really start going back, you know, even with the brothers that wear locks. I'm not saying look like no woman going to bed. I'm
but
just saying
know,
to,
you know,
wear scarves.
Them satin caps don't not work with them real, real long dreadlocks. You put on your head, before you even go to sleep is off.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, with satin stuff, it's not going to work because my locks is always down to my behind. So I know that satin cloth won't even stay on it.
Yeah, but since you have to make your own scarf, I mean, you sound like a sewer.
Yeah, I am a sister. Yeah, I do sew. I do sew. Yes, I do.
But sister, remember how last week we were talking about, last week we were talking about different businesses and different entrepreneurship programs, and maybe, sister, you should start trying to sew type of scarves and stuff for people's heads, for people who have longer locks.
Yeah, I can do that, but I'm a person where if I make things, I make things for our brothers and sisters. I'm not a person to charge them, you know, because we all got to be out here to help one another. And if some know how to do certain things, like I know how to do a lot of things, and they know how to do a lot of things.
We can always do exchange, sisters. We can always do exchange.
Yeah, exchange. Teach each other.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
really
important. Ain't about a dollar. It's about love, and it's about helping our people, showing them they show them the way.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. Very, very important. Very, very important, Queen.
Yes. That's true. Yes. And whatever you're telling me, I mean, I vibe it very good because I'm 52 years old, but still, I vibe everything that I learned from other sisters because some sisters know more than the others.
We learn from each other, Queen. That's what it's all about.
That's what
this is for. We're learning from each other. Okay, Queen. Well, Black Power, thanks for calling in.
All right, peace. Love you, sister.
Love you, Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
623-522. You're on the air. Black Power.
Black Power, Sister Amira.
How you doing, Queen? How you doing, Black Power?
Greetings. This is Conscious Platt. How are you, sister?
I'm doing wonderful, Queen. Doing wonderful. I am so happy that you called today.
Yes, and I thank you so much for inviting me to the program. I love what you're talking about, what you're speaking about. And if I may just address some of those things, sister,
Please, if you don't mind.
First of all, I want to say I salute you, my sister, for spreading the knowledge, teaching our people to be mindful of our health, Black and proud, embrace our ethnicity. You know, these are very crucial messages that our people need to absorb. And I just want to salute you for that. And I love the fact that you point out many races want to emulate us. You know, they want to emulate us, which means we are sought after. And we are supreme, you know, a supreme race of people. Yet the media tries to downplay this and depict us in a negative light. But we are supreme beings, my sister, and I just feel that we should spread the knowledge. We should acknowledge who we are and also instill this within our youth. So everything you're saying is right on point, my sister, and I'm smiling ear to ear. I love it.
So, well, sister, what do you think, though, like as far as the makeup, wearing of makeup? What is your thought about that? And, like, do you wear makeup? And when you have, did it break you out? I mean.
Well, you know what, sister? I was never, I never needed, like, the foundation and all of that type of stuff. But I do remember wearing lipstick and eyeliner. Those are the two things I would wear. And when I would go out the house, I had to have it at all times, or else I felt, you know, inadequate. Like I had to have these things. And then one day it hit me, you know, you don't need makeup to be beautiful because you can have inner beauty, which will radiate to the outside. So, you know, I started telling myself natural beauty is just as acceptable. But see, society wants us to believe we have to be made up with lipstick and all this stuff and foundation just to be acceptable, my sister, but we don't have to do that. So I've learned to love myself for who I am with or without makeup. But I was never the type to wear the foundation, but I have a sister, and I know others that do. And, yes, it does break them out, clog their pores and all kinds of things. So, you know, I think they need to try to gravitate from the makeup and find another alternative. That's what I think, sister.
Exactly. That's,
and then
that's
they, and what do you feel about the black? You know, now I know they do make black products, you know, like the fashion fair and things like that that are geared for us. But I mean, sometimes people say even those products have the you know the tendency to break people out. So I don't know if that's a sign. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Now, from my understanding and from my studies, I thought that they had pork byproducts in it as well. That they were, it's nothing like having natural skin. It's nothing like being able to, you know, if you have freckles, I mean, if you have certain blemishes, that's a part of you and that's a part of your beauty. That might be a highlight of your beauty, you know what I mean? I don't see anything wrong with, you know, wearing your own face.
That's right.
You know how it is, because you know after a while that makeup changes. You wear so much of it, then you wake up next day and you look like a totally different person, and you're scaring everybody in the household. So it's like really,
absolutely, queen, absolutely
like really important that we
and
really
we don't want to pass that message down. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No,
we don't
want to
pass. Thank you, sister. We don't want to pass that message down to the younger queens. We don't want them to feel that they have to wear makeup when they get older just to be beautiful. So when we can go natural, we teach them to love themselves for who they are, you know, with or without makeup. They can still be beautiful. So we always want to be mindful of the messages that we send out to our young queens out there, you know, sister?
I agree. That's really
yes,
important.
Sister. Yeah,
you have to really go back with that.
That's right, and I like the fact that you brought out, you know, the 60s and the 70s, you know, back then where they could rock the afros and be black and proud, you know, they didn't have to worry and run down the street to get the straight perms and pressing curls and all that stuff. You know, they were just black and proud, natural beauty, and we have to regain that. We have to get back to that, sister. So I just love what you're speaking about tonight, and I wanted to support you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, sis. I need all the support I can get.
I'm on your side, sister. I love
it. It is necessary.
That's right. Well, I don't want to take up too much of the time. I just
you ain't taking too much, sister. You are not.
Oh, okay.
You are my queen. You know, we need that. We need to know. I mean, how long have you been, like, active and learning about your blackness?
Well, I raised my level of consciousness, I would say a few years ago, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, I am an artist. I sing and do poetry and write my own music and things like that. And
about your music. You're being bashful. Tell us about your music. And, you know, I mean, this is a show where we're talking about beauty and how we have to go back. That don't just apply to I guess our physical selves, but we're talking about inner selves and inner glowing.
That's right.
So let's hear
That's
about,
right.
like, yourself. I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that opportunity, my sister. I am a conscious artist, which means, you know, a lot of times we turn on the radio and we hear these songs about who did what in the club last night and, you know, those type of messages that don't do anything to raise our vibrations. So I told myself, and after meditating and seeking guidance through the ancestors, I told myself my music is going to reach my people and teach and speak about black unity, black love. Those are the type of songs. You know, I have a song dedicated to Harriet Tubman. And so I really do a lot of things guided by the ancestors, because we have to get back to that. We have to start acknowledging our ancestors and all that we say and do. So that's what I'm about, my sister. You know, I do poetry. I also created the song, I think I was telling you, Who Was Khalid Muhammad? And I did the remix. I sent it to you, by the way, sister. But, yeah,
oh,
I did
so
that
you
song.
Did a song. Wait a minute, queen. So you did a song on our uncle Khalid Muhammad. Wow.
That's correct.
I really want to hear it.
It is in your email, sister. And Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz, you know, he heard it and he really liked it, and he started helping me circulate it over the Internet, which I am very grateful to him. And I just took a music track, and I mixed Khalid Muhammad speaking in there along with Malik Zulu Shabazz, and then I sung over it. So, I put the whole mix together and everything. And that's the type of music I do. You know, I've got to put the messages in the music to reach our people, because we need to bridge the gap between our race. You know, we definitely do, sister. So that's what I'm all about.
So wait a minute. So, Queen, how long have you been in the music industry?
Conscious music. Okay, well, I would say about four.
You can break the other aspect down, too. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've been singing since I'll say about 9 or 10 years old. And as I became a young adult, I'll say 18, 17, you know, I'm from a musical family. My family, my mother played guitar, my grandmother sung, and we had a group. And so as I got older, I ventured out on my own, and I started singing the hip-hop and the, you know, that type of stuff, the R&B. And I kept telling myself, as I would listen back to my music, I said, now, what type
so
of messages
like
am I... Yes. You might as well say that, sister. That's how we were, you know. And my grandmother played keyboard, so.
but
when I was listening back to my soul,
you.
That's okay, sister. That was funny. But when I listened back to my songs, I kept saying, now, what am I teaching the youth? You know, when people hear this music, what type of messages are they getting? And I would turn, you know, I don't even listen to the radio anymore, but when I would, it was always songs that either degrade women or speaking about some activities in the club or sleeping with someone's spouse or, you know, nothing positive. And I said, I need to create music that's going to teach our people about black love, black unity, acknowledging the ancestors. I just created a CD called Speaking Through the Ancestors. And you don't mind if I give out my website, do you, sister?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, you can plug.
Thank you, sister. My website is www.consciousplat.com. And there's some of my songs that people can listen to on the site. But, you know, I put that CD out, sister, because, you know, we really need to focus on issues that affect us as a race of people, because nobody else is going to care. Nobody else is going to say, you know, you all bond together and raise your consciousness and love one another. Nobody else is going to care, so we have to take the initiative to do that. And the songs I sing, you know, is speaking about the homeless, our youth, you know, the black youth, and all those type of things, sister. So, you know, again, I didn't call in to talk about me. I apologize, sister.
No, sister. No, I'm asking you questions about you.
Okay.
Don't be shy now. Don't be shy
now,
sister, because I know you're not.
I thank you.
How many
sister,
CDs
so much
do you have out, Queen? How many CDs have you done?
Well, the Speaking Through the Ancestors is my very first CD. And, you know, I write my own songs, I sing all my vocals, and I do the recording. So it was a lot of work. You know, I had to engineer and mix it, and so I put this CD together and, you know, started to circulate it. And now I'm working on a second CD. You know, I haven't yet named it, but it's going to be very similar. Still messages that uplift our people and speak about unity. That's what I'm all about, sister, because, you know, I want us to come together. We don't realize how important that is. We are already very powerful people, but, you know, we all know that there are more power in numbers. So when we join together, there's not, you know, there's nothing that we can't accomplish. And that's why I'm a foot soldier, sister, standing on the front line to reach my people. And that's what I'm all about, sister.
I want to know, because you really, I have people in the chat room right now that's IMing me and saying that they have, like, your work on their Facebook.
Yes,
they're pumping your music on their Facebook, and they said you're really good. I haven't even had time to look at my email to know, you know, how this song sounds. So how, you know what I mean? So, I mean, give us a sample.
Well, I don't have it. If I had it loaded up here, maybe I could play it through I'll try to do that in the next 2 minutes. But I just want to thank everyone that is, you know, speaking out about me in the chat room, sister. That means a lot to me because my messages, you know, the messages that I put in the music is for us. You know, I have poetry. I have a poetry called Nubian Kings. And, you know, I sing and I recite the poem, and it's just teaching our brothers.
Give us a poetry shot, Queen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this sister did not know that she was going to call in and see everybody. I had her to call in. She didn't know I was going to put on the spot. This is a show that we want to air out. We want our talented people to be, you know, on the air for so long now. You know, they want to put Nicki Minaj and all these other folks, all these artists that really are not doing anything for us. It's not feeding our brains. It's not motivating us to get off our asses and raise consciousness amongst our people and create, you know, an unfinished revolution, because this is an unfinished revolution. So we have to really start empowering ourselves to do, if you do hair, shoot, come on, why, let's, how do you do hair? Break it down on how the chemical, you know what I mean? If it's economics, if you're good, you know what I mean? So we want to really start to empower that, because this positivity is wonderful, and we lack that as a community. So go ahead, bust something for us, sis.
Okay, they got us thinking black. Okay, let me try this one. They got us thinking black is the epitome of evil. They put it on a platter and served it to my people. Now we're thinking black is at the bottom of the earth. We're desensitized, don't even know our own worth. We are Nubian queens and kings. Sister, I'm caught up right now.
Go on, sister. We love it. Come on, keep going. Come on, sister.
You know what, sister? This is embarrassing. I'm forgetting my lyrics right now because I haven't recited that in so long. I really wish that I was, if I would have known, you know, I would have brought the, you know, I would have come to
Texas. Oh, sister, you're a true artist. No, we want to hear it. We don't care if you mess up. You can start over, sister, on this show.
Can I play it in the music?
That's fine, Queen.
Okay. I'm
going to
play my poem, Power to the People, if you don't mind. And I'm singing on it as well. I'm singing and I'm reciting, okay, sister? And it's just, again, messages. Okay, let me pull up here, and I'll just put the speaker, and I think you'll be able to hear it pretty clear. But thank you for this opportunity, sister. Okay. Okay, hold on. Come on. You're like, okay, go ahead already. Go ahead. Okay, let me get it here. I'm pulling it up right now. One moment. But, yes, sister, you know, it's very important to spread these messages, very important. And so I'm going to play the, here it is. Hold on. Oh, let me put my speaker on so you can hear it.
We listening, sister. Anticipate.
I really apologize for this fumbling and stuff, sister. I feel so bad because I didn't know. Hold on. One more moment, everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, here it is. Let me rewind.
I be conscious black, and conscious is black be me. It is I who is in control of my own.
Okay.
I really apologize. Allow me to quote the word going to you that I wrote, and then I'm going to turn around and sing the chorus to your
note.
They got us thinking black is the epitome of evil. They put it on a platter and served it to my people. Now we're thinking black and it puts the bottom of the earth. We're desensitized, don't even know our true worth. We are descendants from Nubian kings and queens. Like lions in the jungle, we reign supreme. We need to educate and seek all the knowledge we can find. Open the window and let it seep into our minds.
Power to the people. Open up your mind. Never know what you find.
Now check it. Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and all that shit. Money in your pockets, and that's what you choose to do with it. High price rims that keep spinning while the car stands still. you're protected with your life, ready to kill at will. You hustle hard for your money, now your pockets are fat. Then you turn around and spend it on bullshit. Now you right back to where you was at. It's a vicious circle that never seems to end. It's corporate America that's always gonna win. Cause they got your money and his money and her money and more money than you ever knew exist. Come on, my people, we got to do better than this.
Power to the people. Open up your mind. You never know what you find. If we ever want to get that far, we need
power. Now some of us, this applies to you. You don't take time to educate or elevate or ventilate your mind. Instead, just try to obtain material things. You think that's what's going to make you shine. To shine is using your mental for something positive and something good. Expand your vocabulary, although it's contrary. They think you're just another nigga in the hood. Yeah, I said nigga, cause they said it first. This shit is so real, it ain't fucking rehearsed. Oh, pardon my French, did I curse my girl? I did, because I was hoping at that point you'd be aware. Maybe the F word would help you, make you open the windows of your mind. Come on, my brothers and sisters, we're too far behind. Did you hear me? We're too far behind.
Power, I want to the people. We really need to educate and ventilate our minds.
Last message. I don't know if you think I'm better than you. I work for society divided and lacking knowledge too. But I opened up the window so I could see the light. I allowed my mind to ventilate and cultivate, and then I began to take flight. Now I see things unseen by the naked eye. Like an eagle spreading my wings, I'm soaring high up in the sky. I refuse to allow shackles to change my mind. Mentally incarcerated, segregated, a life sentence was my time. Now I'm free, and you can be free as well. It is you who holds the key to unlock yourself. Well,
we need a revolution. Does anybody out there know the solution? We need to come together and have unity. We need to try to spread the message so we all can be free. Power to the people. Power to the people.
Okay, sister, were you able to hear it?
Yes, ma'am. I think we all heard it. I have some really good comments in here in the chat room, but I have some few questions to ask. I had one person in the chat room ask me to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
One question being, how would you describe your music?
Revolutionary music, as well as being led by, you know, ancestral influence, meaning the ancestors. So it's like a fusion, revolutionary, but I always uplift the ancestors. So that's how I would describe it, sister, and to answer that question.
Okay.
I was going to say the one that you just heard, that was my poetry. You know, I also do poetry, but then, you know, I sing with songs with just singing, and I have a lot of music where I'm just singing as well.
So, what made you pursue music? besides it being, I understand it being in your blood, and your grandmother would be on, you know what I mean, being the band too, you know what I mean, and your whole family.
Right.
But what else made you pursue music?
Well, to be honest with you, my sister, music is universal, and music is a direct source to the people and to getting the messages out. Whatever you want to say, you put it in a song and you put it out. And we all love music, you know, it's some sort. We all love music. We have our own different types and genres and those type of things. But music is something that can directly reach someone. So that's what made me decide to sing and do music. And now I'm just so happy that I make sure there are messages in the music, because you can hear a song and then later you might think about something that was said in that song. And if it's something that's going to teach and uplift you, then that's much better to hear something, to hear those subliminal messages and take from that and use it in your everyday life. So that's why I enjoy, you know, doing these songs and making sure they're filled with knowledge. I call it knowledge music. That's what I do, sister.
Knowledge music. Okay.
Knowledge
okay.
music. As a matter of fact, on my CD, there's a song called Knowledge Party. And you know, that's about, it's an upbeat song. You know, you, people want to put it on and dance a little bit. It's called Knowledge Party. There you go, Knowledge Party. But see, at the same time, even though you're dancing and shaking a tail feather, you know, you're still getting that knowledge. I'm speaking about Marcus Garvey. I'm speaking about, you know, things like that.
Right. That's very important because I love our music that we have within our movement. The problem is like the beats, a lot of the beats. It's not the artists and the lyrics and what they're saying, because what they're saying is very important, but we need to get stronger beats so we can grab the masses of the people. Would you agree about that, though?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The beat actually is really what drives a song. You know, it's the beat,
it
and I also feel... You know, of course, the hook, which means the chorus to the song. But the beat is very important because that's what, you know, reaches the person first. See, within our heritage and our roots from Mother Africa, you know, we have that instilled in us because of the drum. You know, it all started with that. So that's why our people are really affected by those beats. And that's why it's very good to get a nice beat when you're doing a song. And then put the messages and the music all together like that. So I agree, sister. I agree.
So, like, when you do, you have any songs in regards to talking about? I know you said, you know, that you had one song about talking about beauty, and like, do you have a lot of those type of songs where it inspires the youth, that it will gravitate toward the youth outside of our community?
Well, you know, I have...
Not outside of our community, but outside of, like, what I want to say is the so-called conscious community, what they say, the so-called. I hate using the word so-called, but that's the only way that I can describe it, the people that know a little bit more than the average dummy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hate saying
absolutely.
Because we are the people. You know what I mean? Because we are the people. So I hate saying conscious. I hate using that language, that jargon. But go ahead.
Yes, sister. I understand. I try to make sure that I speak about all situations that affect our people. The youth is the most important. We must understand, if we don't reach the youth, see, they are our generation. You know, they are our future generation. So we must reach out to them. And I make sure that my songs, you know, anybody can listen to, any age, except now that poem did have some profanity in it, but I wasn't just cussing just to cuss. You know, there was a reason.
But it's
awful
reality. Yeah.
That's absolutely
reality.
Right.
Like
that's
they don't
right.
get cursing
sometimes,
at home.
That's right. That's right. And see, sometimes you put a F word. I don't market that poem to children, but I'm saying sometimes that will kind of jolt someone, you know, and then really open their mind, and then they can get that message in. You have to jolt them a little bit. But I have a song called Who's That Child? And that speaks about our children. You know, the hook is, who's that child out there in the jungle running wild? So I'm speaking about children, you know, the street life. Sometimes the parents don't have time for them, and they say, oh, go outside and play. and they don't know what's happening once that child leaves the home and goes out. You know, they are being influenced by the streets, by their friends, and so we do have to be mindful, sister. So I do have a song that's about the youth, and I also have a song called Sistars, S-I-S-T-A-R-S, Sistars. And that song teaches our queens that we are beautiful, we are strong, we are powerful. You know, no matter who you are, no matter what you look like, you are beautiful because you are a Nubian queen. So, you know, that's a song that a lot of people like, you know, that I created. It's called Sistars. And so I just try to make sure, sister, that every song that I do, it leaves people with some type of message, you know, such as the song I did called Black Love. We need that now. We need black love in our communities. Because if we don't, you know, we don't love one another and uplift each other, then we are going to forever be left behind. We're going to be a lost generation of people. And we are too powerful to be lost. So, you know, I just dedicate my life, sister. I told you earlier, I'm a foot soldier. And, you know, I take that to heart. A foot soldier standing on the front line to reach out to my people, sister. And that's what I do. And I really thank you for the opportunity to, you know, let everyone know what I'm about and why I'm driven to do this. And I'm driven to do this because I want our people to come together and unify. We need the same type of unity that we had, you know, during the Black Panther Party. I'm talking about in the 70s, the 60s, the same type of unity, you know, during the Montgomery bus boycott, you know, all those type of things, civil rights movement. We've got to get that back, sister, and that's what I'm trying to do, you know, single-handedly, but reaching out because they say each one, teach one. So that's what I'm hoping to do.
That's the government. That's a government within the government. You know what I mean? That's something that we have to govern. I don't mean Snakes government, but I mean govern, like live it and breathe it.
That's right.
So what type of books that first brought you into knowledge of self, I should say? I like that title.
Now, you know, this is going to be really odd that I say this, but, you know, I was not brought into knowledge by books. I know that sounds really odd because a lot of people read. And I promote reading. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing to read and close yourself off and have that direct connection. But, you know, my knowledge and the things that brought me into, you know, this consciousness, again, was the, you know, our ancestors and what they went through and not wanting their suffering to be in vain. Because when we refuse to unite with one another and to unify with our people, we are saying we don't care what they went through. You know, so that's what drives me, sisters, the ancestors and the revolution. You know, I'm all about the revolution 100%, standing on the front line, sister. So those are the things that motivate me. And my people. Mm-hmm. I just love my people. I love my sisters and brothers. You know, and a lot of times people look over the ones and step over the ones that have not opened their eyes. Those are the ones we need to reach the most. You know, we need to have an outreach and, you know, reach down and pull our brothers and sisters up so they can also gain the knowledge and then spread it to someone else. You know, it's like a domino effect. And so that's what I do, sister, hoping that I will reach someone and they will reach the next person and so on and so forth. And then, you know, we can just come together and unite like we're supposed to do.
So do you do shows? And if so, in what cities have you been to thus far?
Now, within the time that I've started doing the conscious music, I have not yet. I have a lot of offers for shows, sister. Shows in the UK. You know, a lot of people have invited me. And I'm getting that together. You know, I'm in the process. I have not done that yet. But I do have many offers to do different shows and events, and I'm all for it, but I do have to, you know, plan it. So I have not yet started doing the shows, but I will, sister. That's coming.
Well, you definitely need to get out there. We need to really pump your music up. We need to really make people aware that you are very talented, and not only are you talented, but you're using your talents in a great manner, in a beautiful manner that, you know, as a black woman, that's natural yourself that we have to really get out there, that's beautiful, that people need to see, you know what I mean? We need to see that. That's empowering, you know, to our listeners and to people across the world that would, you know, would maybe listen to this and be like, wow. I mean, then she played her music. Her music was beautiful. She could actually sing. She was actually talented. She could actually, you know what I mean, her beats sound nice. You know what I mean? People could feel good about that, you know. So it's really, really empowering. So we really need to hear more from you. You don't need to be a stranger. You need to be, like, really pumping who you are more. I'm going to need you to add yourself as my friend on Facebook or something. We need to.
And you know what? I'm one step ahead. I did that just a little while ago, so it's already done, sister. All you have to do is accept me.
Okay.
Yes, queen.
Okay, well,
it's already done.
I have a couple more questions. People are tagging me still in the chat room. I can't believe it. You didn't know you was going to get on there, and I just can't. They don't want me to let you go. I can't believe you getting on air and you getting all this problems. You didn't know that tonight. You thought you was just calling in.
I certainly did. I thought I was calling in to salute you, my sister. But, you know, I thank everyone for their support. It means a lot to me.
Okay, sister, I'm trying to read on how they have this worded. Let me read it the best way I can.
Okay.
All right. I might have to ask them to ask it or reword it or something. It says, what is your thoughts about the white establishment?
The white establishment.
Yes.
My thought is, now, I'm going to go somewhere else with this. I really speak out against our people supporting, let's say, like the Gucci's and the Louis Vuitton's and, all of those companies that don't do anything to, help the black community. That money is not going back into our communities yet. We will spend our last dollar, many of us, to buy into those type of products. And we don't understand who we are really empowering. So it's very important. That is very important that we buy black, meaning support our own. So that's one thing I speak out. And if, you know, speaking about the white establishment, I feel that we need to stop empowering them and taking them our money and giving them our businesses. And we need to direct that back into our own community with our own black businesses. So if that answers the question, I hope it does. But that's what I feel about the white establishment.
I thought you was going to go longer than that because they wanted you to really. That was a pretty good answer. And, like, what are your thoughts about what are your advice about, talking to people that want to turn over a so-called new leaf to do different and positive music? Would you say it was very hard for you? Because, again, you told us that you were a hip-hop artist, so you did different, you were on a different level as before. And was it hard to, I don't want to say cross over, but was it hard to come into the positive music more so than doing the mainstream music?
Right. I think the main influence, the most important part is, you know, if you have a love for music, then no matter what you sing about, you're still going to have that love for music. I think a lot of times musicians, they create music for society, you know, to please or get radio play or get ratings and things like that without thinking about the significance of what they're saying. So it's very important to do music that's going to make you feel good in the end. You can turn that song on and you can say, well, you know what? Somebody is learning from that. Somebody is uniting because of this song. You know, I had a sister that heard one of my songs. I had a poem that I was speaking out about how our sisters, we talk about one another and we don't unite with one another. And it wasn't to down our sisters because in the end it told us, you know, it said that we are beautiful. We're Nubian queens. And so the sisters, you know, they went on my YouTube and saw that video. And I had a lot of comments where sisters say they cried. because they were the sister I was talking about. You know, they were the ones that was actually committing those acts and fighting one another and doing those things. And that really touched me because that means I created a song that bettered somebody else and, you know, that uplifted them and changed their lives. So, you know, to answer that question, I can say just create music that you can feel good about. When you go back and you listen and you know that it has the ability to affect other people in a positive light, then that's worth it. It's much, you know, it's very much worth it. You know, forget about the ratings and popularity. It's all about reaching your people. So that's how I see it, sister.
That's interesting. I'm still trying to wait. Somebody else said, tell me to hold on. Don't let you go. They got a question. They're just trying to get it formulated together.
Okay. All
so,
right.
I mean,
I'm here with you, sister.
All right, well, that's wonderful, sister. I really appreciate you, again, taking time out to, I guess, do a Benny interview.
Yes, that's what it is.
I just thank you. Right.
Because, I wanted to reflect on, go ahead, sister, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you go ahead. You're fine.
I was just going to say I wanted to reflect on the work that you're doing and salute you tonight. So, you know, I just thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my work. So thank you, sister.
No problem. That's what this is for. This is for us to talk about different things, alienating us as a people and as sisters, definitely. And not only that, but this is, you know, to highlight talents and definitely bring out different things that people didn't know. People did not know, a lot of people did not know, probably listening, that, you know, you have conscious music, that you have, so-called conscious music, that your music is very positive, that you are aware,
yes,
that you're offering a different alternative than listening to somebody that doesn't and don't, that used to relate to us, that no longer relates to us and doesn't want to relate to us and just want the almighty dollar. So that's really good.
That's right. Thank you,
sister. That is really good.
Thank you.
So how long have you been growing? Oh, go ahead. Well, someone asked me how long have you been growing your locks. I don't know what time this is. Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know what? Now, that's the question.
We were talking about beauty, so.
Yes, we were talking about beauty. The funny thing is, it's good that they asked that question because I am in the transition of getting locks. So this will be my first time. And you know, that's something that I'm gravitating to is the locks. But I tell you this, I was one of those people that would run down to get those perms and buy those bucks. This is when I wasn't conscious, by the way, you know, when I didn't elevate my consciousness. You know, I was stuck in that rut of running down, thinking I had to go sit under a dryer and get my hair straight, those perms and things like that. And one day, you know, as I was meditating and looking at my life, I said, you know what? Who am I trying to please here? What is this telling, you know, what is this saying about me? This is saying that I do not acknowledge my ethnicity and my heritage. I'm beautiful with nappy hair. I don't have to run down and straighten my hair like, you know, like the Europeans. I don't have to do that. When you do that, it's showing the world that you are not proud of who you are, your natural beauty. So I was so happy, sister, when I rid myself of those box perms and those, you know, all of that junk in my hair, and I have been natural ever since, and that's been about 4 years now. So, you know, I am happy to say that, but I am in transition of getting locks. So that hasn't come yet, but it will.
I don't know why they asked about locks, then. I don't know. They act like they've seen me or something before, but, hey, that's what they asked.
Not yet.
Yeah, that transition is something else. That's a commitment.
It was so bad when I see the least bit of my hair getting kinky, you know, nappy as we call it. I say, oh, no, and I'd run down and I'd get, and I just said to myself, this is foolish. What am I doing here, you know? So I had to get a grip.
Burning out your scalp, eating out your scalp, and getting skin diseases.
That's right. So I have rid myself of those shackles. That's what I call it, you know. Those are shackles that we wear when we feel that we have to, you know, live up to those standards and buy those perms and things like that just to be beautiful.
I rid myself of those shackles, and I no longer, I'm in bondage, no longer. So, yes, sister, feels good.
Wait a minute. One second.
Okay. Okay.
Tell us about, tell us on the times of, I guess, like, what is going to be the key to keep you going in the music industry? And doing this. Because I know it gets tiresome. I know that it becomes, you know, going with your way.
Yes.
Explain that.
Well, I tell you, the key factor in me continuing to move forward is when I see my people coming together, or when someone contacts me and tells me how a song that I did affected their life. That right there is a major motivation for me. It's not about, getting a big record deal and all the, if that comes, fine, then I can spread the messages even further. But, you know, if that never comes, as long as I have this internet and I'm able to circulate my music and other people circulate it along with me, then I can reach our people. And that's what makes me continue doing what I do as a foot soldier and a warrior queen, is the feedback that I get, sister, the positive feedback.
That's true. I could definitely understand that. Well, sister, I really, really thank you.
And one more thing I want to say.
Go ahead. I'm not ending you. If you got anything else to say, you can say it, queen. Go ahead. Don't let me.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead, queen.
Thank you,
no,
sister. But the last thing I want to say is the song "Who Was Khalid Muhammad." You know, that's a song that I recently put together.
I would like to hear that.
And I can't wait for you to hear it, sister. And I took a Tupac music track, and I took that Tupac track, and I mixed Khalid Muhammad speaking along with Malik Zulu Shabazz speaking, and then I was singing over that track. You know, so I put that together. And I started circulating it, you know, within, you know, not even just within the, like you say, so-called conscious community, but the people that were not aware, they were like, who, Khalid Muhammad? You know, then they started being inquisitive about this. And so they went and did research. And so that's what it's all about, spreading those messages and uplifting, you know, uplifting our people. And we all know that Khalid Muhammad was a profound speaker and had a lot of knowledge that he spread it to our people. Yes, my sister. So that's what inspired me to create that song. And as I, you know, circulated to many other people, then they raised awareness. You know, it raised their awareness on Dr. Khalid Muhammad. So I just love doing this, sister. And my mission is to reach our people. And I thank you so much for allowing me to speak on the music.
Well, that's really positive. We would like to really hear that. I would really like to hear it. I mean, because it's just something that is so hard to hear about, you know, Panther music. We don't get a chance to hear people talk about Panther music. We haven't really heard that since the 60s, you know what I mean, since the 70s. And we have certain mainstream people that may have a couple of songs, but that's not something that they will play on the radio. Not too many people hear about that. We need our own soundtrack, though. We need our own soundtrack within our movement. You know what I mean? Every hero and shero need a theme song, you know?
We should have that.
It's really important.
Absolutely. Well, you know, please check your email. The song is there. And, you know, I sent you the link to the video. I'll probably send you the MP3 as well. But I made that song available for free. You know, there's a link after the video. There is a link because I wanted everyone to know what he was about. So I offered a free download of that song, and they could hear the messages that he, you know, that he wanted us to hear and absorb. So that's what I did, sister, and it's available. So, you know, you'll have it in your email. You have everything there.
Well, stand
again,
by, sister. Don't hang up, sis.
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
We might have a question for you. Let me see.
All right.
Okay, we have another caller, 817-353. You're on the air. Black Power.
Hey, how are you doing today? This is my first time actually listening to this program. My name is Dunny. I'm with Dunny Radio. But I've been listening to the conversation. I think it's really, really nice what you're doing for the black community. But I do have a concern. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And I just want to know, what is it that we can do to try to encourage the African America to come together as a community? Because it seems like the white folks is coming together, and I'm not racist against nobody, but everybody, every other race stick together except for our race. So what do we need to do as a black community, or even encourage our black community to come together? Because we have a serious problem in Fort Worth, Texas, where African Americans do not come together. What is it we can do? I love you to answer that.
Okay, brother, stand by for us. Stand by. First, we're going to answer your question, brother. But this is a sister show. We are really happy that you called in. We are so happy about that. But you did raise an interesting question, so we will ask her. Sister, you're a guest. So do you have anything you want to add to what the brother's saying? This is the brother, one of the brothers that was in the chat room. So, sis.
Yeah.
You still on the air? Do you want to answer his question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, he's asking what can we do to promote our people coming together. The first thing we can do is stop breaking off into separate entities. You know, when especially religious groups. You know, I'm not against anyone's religion, but we need to set our differences aside and allow unity to be our guide. So that's the first thing we need to do. We need to acknowledge ourselves as sisters and brothers first, okay? And then, you know, acknowledge the different religions and the different groups and things like that. But we need to set those things aside when it comes to unity. So I think to answer that question, my brother, would be to unify with your people despite our differences. You know, organize. Organization, that's very important, is to organize and you know, come together in that way. So that's my answer.
Well, mine is we definitely need to realize who the true enemy is. And we have to really understand that and understand the true enemy is tangible. Like, a war may not be necessarily won overnight, but we have to understand that it happens in stages. Like Mr. Huey P. News said, that revolution happens in process. It's a process. It doesn't happen, like, right now. You know what I mean? Right now they have the biggest thing going on right now. It's like the propaganda war, the internet, the information, et cetera, and it's bad propaganda. So what they're doing is, which they did, the media machine, which they've been doing since Gag or Hoover, they will put out the whole discrediting us. Like, within the new Black Panther Party, that's what we're experiencing, is that they're trying to come against us and trying to organize against us. And for that, to say an example, for example, if you see, my brother Donnie, you asked this question, when you see organizations like the New Black Panther Party, and when you see different organizations that is actually doing the work for the people and that's trying to extend help, and it's just so hard when you don't have the people's backing the way that we should, you know. And it's not about whether you should join. I know Kwame Ture, he said everybody should join an organization. I do agree with that. But if you cannot join an organization for whatever reason, then what you should do to empower the organization through knowledge, through education, through being a foot soldier, by doing any means necessary, by getting out to our people and getting them to raise consciousness and teaching them and getting them to establish themselves and start establishing economics and businesses and different things. And if you have an idea, don't just keep it to yourself. I mean, share it amongst your community. Knock on your neighbor's door. I mean, we don't even talk to our neighbors anymore. You know what I mean? We curse our neighbors all the whole time. We talk our neighbors if they, you know, if we curse each other out. And we need to go back to talking to our neighbors and start being communal and saying, hey, how you doing today? You know what I mean? Maybe start, you know, picking up our, if our neighbor's children are outside, hey, come on in, you know. Y'all don't need to be outside. They don't have a key to get in, whatever the situation is, to start feeding them, you know, good food, not just killing them with pork. But you know what I mean? But we have to really go back to loving thy neighbor. You know, they say love thy neighbor. We're not doing that anymore. And it's just your basic principles of the 70s concept. Really, we need to start back to the 70s. Whatever our ancestors and our mothers and fathers had in the 70s, we need that same mental dialect. We need that same complex thinking because we don't think like we used to. You know, we need to go back, stop frying our heads, and stop doing all these different harmful things to ourselves. And maybe, you know, maybe then and only then we can become, you know, like the sister said, unified. We have to become unified back again because it's somehow leaving. And I remember just today, the sister on Facebook, she emailed me and actually told me that the reason why we can't get along is we're so divided. Yes, that is true, but it's not something that I always want to concentrate on. I don't always want to come to someone's city with that negative thought and say, okay, I already know nobody's going to show up. I already know they're not going to be ready to work and organize because, you know, black people are lazy. I don't want to have that way of thinking anymore because that way of thinking, it has to die. We have to kill. We have to kill that nigga inside. We have to go, listen, nigga, die. You know what I mean? Like Ralph H. Brown wrote the book of Die, Nigga, Die. We need to really let that nigga die. You know what I mean? Metaphorically, of course, and some maybe need to die physically. But we need to really go back to being empowered. I mean, if we don't empower ourselves, then what are we? Empower ourselves and our people, not just ourselves and walking around like, oh, I am God. You know what I mean? Okay, she God too, or she a goddess too, or she has beauty within our own. That's what this is about. And we have to just go back to that, Brother Donnie, as you asked. We have another caller.
Oh.
You might stay on the line, Queen. Okay,
okay.
We have a 972-2073. You're on there, black caller. Wait 1 second. I'm getting, I'm getting used to working this.
What's the name of
caller
tonight?
I'm doing great.
Yes.
Doing great.
Okay, for one, there was a call about blacks uniting. My little take on that is, to tie it in with tonight's show, I'm one of the sisters who right now is still, I guess, frying my hair, but I still do want to be a part of the struggle. I'm still a conscious sister in many ways. And sometimes when I go to the events, the sisters with the dreads or with the natural, they kind of try to distance themselves. So that's another way we can come together. If you see a sister that's not enlightened, don't shut her out. Pull her closer. You don't have to tell her, hey, you need to do your hair. But by being around, including her, make her feel like, okay, this is what I might want to do. Because you can't tell people what to do. But if you make them see the reasoning behind you doing it, maybe they'll come around gradually. But if every time you see a sister with straight hair, oh, you're looking down, your nose is in the air, you're kind of having disdain, then they'll never come around. They'll
I'm sorry, Quinn, what is your name? Because you did wage an interesting point, and that is true. That is true. Some of us with so-called, with the natural hair, sometimes we do kind of look at the sister like, look at her with that, you know what I mean, on her head.
Yeah.
That is a good point. That is true, sister. That is really true. What is your name, though?
Okay.
I don't want to just be like, Quinn.
My name is Kelly. Kelly in Dallas, Texas.
Sister Kelly, so you, every time you go to a conscious event, they look at you funny. They don't
well,
try
I've
to befriend you.
Well, I've been
knowing
a lot of the sisters do. And, you know, some people, they know, they have the knowledge, but there are other reasons people do wear straight hair. Some people, it's a personal issue within themselves more than a racial issue, more than not appreciating their blackness. But there are other reasons. And that brings up my second point was that a big reason I know a lot of sisters still wear the so-called white hair is because lots of our brothers seems to be going and gravitating toward that. We love our brothers, no matter what they do. They date white, Mexican. A lot of them, you look at sites, they're putting out requests. That's what they want. A lot of sisters say, well, hey, let me try to do what my brothers like. You hear brothers on rap songs. If you listen to rap, oh, light skin, royal bone, long hair. That's all. That's the image they're putting out there is what they want. You look at TV programs, the main woman, the main star, she's always one with European hair. So those are sitting there for just ourselves, not trying to be white. A lot of people get that because they have a weak mind. From the media, from what they see their brothers gravitating toward. And it's not good. It's not right. I'm totally against it. But that's a lot of the reason why some women stick with that mentality of trying to go and, okay, let me go buy hair. And we are spending so much money.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Queen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I just really had to ask you a personal question. And you
sure.
can decline to answer. You already know what I'm going to ask you. But, like, why do you do it? What makes you, you know, why do you do it? I'm just curious. Your personal, you know, thoughts on that.
Well, actually, I do wear natural hairstyles, and I go back and forth. I wear a variety of styles because I was, for the longest time, I wanted to dread my hair. At some mm-hmm. point, I changed my mind. But it's like, I think it was too permanent for me. I like to do different mm-hmm. looks, different styles. I'm not at that place right now where I'm 100% settled. Well, okay, I want to have this every day for the rest of my life. And mm-hmm. other alternatives to natural hair, I don't really have that many. Other than I don't really want to dread because my African ancestry, we don't really dread. It's coming out now. It's a new trend, but dreading wasn't really historically for black or African women thing. It's nice, though, and I still think one day.
No, you said that you don't think it was. I'm sorry, sis. I was just trying to make sure I heard you correctly. You said that it wasn't really a thing that they did in Africa? Or did I miss? Am I misquoting you?
Well, what I'm saying, yes, dreadlocks, if you look through history, and I might be incorrect about this, but when I look back at my ancestry, I see we do wear natural hair, plaited, braided in different styles with dreadlocks as far as I've known. In fact, when I go to Nigeria now, it's a new thing. I don't see that many African women wearing dreadlocks.
Really?
It's something that's popular now.
I read that a lot of our ancestors wore locks because, I mean, sometimes it would just kink up anyway, you know, mm-hmm. into that formation. So it's like some of us, like, really didn't have a choice but to wear that. It wasn't now the whole aspect of it, we necessarily twisting it up or naturally dreading up. You know what I mean?
Right. I did hear that, I'm sorry, our brothers who are fighting wars and we're in the jungle, mm-hmm. I believe that before the Rastafarians, I don't know if this is at 100% correct, but I believe I did read that, yes, when they did go to Africa and see some of our brothers in the jungle who were fighting, they didn't have a chance to be so concerned about combing. They did start to dread naturally, but I'm talking about black women. And again, this
That's
is something I guess we can look into. I could be incorrect on that, but I'm going by what I see as far as three, four decades back, and what I've personally seen when I've gone to Africa. But I could be wrong. You know, if you have more information on it, I'd be glad to get it from you.
Okay.
And that's basically all I wanted to say tonight is basically the thing of loving our brothers to the point where they will influence us. In fact, you did ask me a personal question. I did have an African boyfriend who just told me, hey, he wanted me to wear, when I would wear the weave hair, he would love it. He would say, mm-hmm. wear your hair like that. You know, so sometimes our brothers influence us more than any other race or anything like that.
Wow, sister, I don't know about that, sister. I'm not putting you down because that's not what we're here to do, number one. And, yes, to answer your question, because you asked the question earlier, now if somebody want to comment upon what this caller just said, upon what this queen said about how far does it date back, and somebody could break that down in a minute. But, queen, I definitely want to say to you that within the movement, it's not necessarily a thing where everybody should be. Well, this sister is rocking a perm, so I'm not going to organize with her. Now, that's really ludicrous. Nobody's coming off like that, and I'm sorry, unfortunately. I do encourage people to be natural, though. I mean, we should encourage our people, but I don't think we have to put them down. We don't have to put
people
down to be something else. We just want the best for our people. We want the best for you, sis, and that's all it is.
Right.
It's not to put you down or make you feel a certain way or shun you, and I'm sorry that the sisters, you know, not laughing, but you know what I mean? I could just see it. You know what I mean? I could just see it because I know how, you know, I've done lectures and I would talk about naturalistic. And I would have certain of the sisters, and that's not really a word, but I'm making that word up today. But I would have some of our sisters that would say certain little comments, and I could see the sisters in the audience with the relaxed hair, and I could see the cringe on their face, and I would have to go to bat for them a bit because I didn't want them to feel a certain way. And yes, it is room in our movement. It's just your hair. It's just your hair. So we're not going to, you know, bash somebody because you might be the best organized. You might be the best and loyal soldier. But, sister, you kept saying something about Nigeria, and I hear your accent. So are you from Nigeria? Or?
I'm born in the U.S. My ancestry is Nigerian.
How often do you go back, Queen?
I try to go every couple of years. If I'm more fortunate, I'll probably go every year or even just maybe move altogether. But, yeah, it's good. You're doing a good thing when you speak on natural hair. And, actually, I'm one of those that 100% agree that wearing our natural hair is showing the world that we are proud of who we are and our heritage. I do agree with that. But, again, there are other reasons why people do otherwise, not that they're always uninformed. So we should still unify, unite, sisters with natural hair, sisters with gold hair, although I totally hate when the hair color is totally green, red. But, yeah, give every sister a chance, and, you know, they might come around. You never know.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I like to be that glass. I like to be that glass. So I try to be. I'm not perfect. So I still think that we should still empower our sisters, though, even with the perms and relax her. But I'm not bashing. I wasn't bashing anybody tonight, but I'm just telling y'all that we need to really go back to the 70s thoughts, not just, like, the hair and the beauty, but the mindset. But thanks for calling in, Queen. We really appreciate you, and we definitely welcome your I guess your opinion and how you feel. But, yeah, we've been wearing, just to inform you, we have been wearing locks for a very, very great, great, great time. So, you know.
Okay, I think
that is not true, but, you know, but we have been wearing locks, though, for a while, though. So, you know, for centuries. But it's a beautiful thing, though. But, Queen, thanks for calling in.
One more
really
question. Are you mean in Africa or you mean in America?
I'm sorry, go ahead. In Africa.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for having me. I'll have to go back and do my research on that. But I thank you so much having me on.
That's okay. We are learning, Queen. We are all learning, so that's no big deal. But, yeah, we've been doing that for almost. Use St. Louis kind to hell us. But thank you, Queen. You've been beautiful. Black power.
Okay. Bye.
Super.
Okay, next call. I think we have somebody on 443-540. Black Power, you're on the air.
Give thanks, sister. My name is Ama. How are you?
I'm doing great, Queen.
That's good. I've been listening to the call. This is my first time calling in, and I wasn't sure if I was going to speak, but the sister brought up a point, the last caller, that made me really want to go ahead and kind of talk about that if I could.
Go ahead, Queen.
Okay, the sister was talking about, coming into spaces and, you know, having a sister sometimes, you know. I know what it's like for sisters because, I mean, I didn't grow up in a conscious community. You know, I grew up with black, regular black folk, but, you know, we all pressed and permed and everything most of our lives. And, I mean, I remember, I never forget, in school, right before I went natural, folks thought I was going to go natural. I haven't had braided. We were growing it out, growing it out, growing it out. And I'll never forget, I was with a particular crew of women at that time. I was about 19, about 19. And I was with a particular group of women. So when I took my braids out, they were like, oh, you got all this new growth. Let's perm it and see how long it is. And, you know, at that time, I was like, okay, yes, let's do that. And I did it. And the next day, we were out with a bunch of people that we knew in class and on campus because I was in school at the time. And I promise you, you would think that I had went out and, you know, killed somebody because of the hurt I saw in those folks' eyes who just, they couldn't believe that I had my hair permed after the conversations and the talks that we had been going through. And it was really interesting because, you know, during that particular place, I was torn. I had people who were loving my new do, you know, because I've been rocking the braids for so long. When I came, you know, there, you know, so all of a sudden they saw me with my hair, and I had people who were like loving the straight hair, and then I had another group of people who were hating the perm, like looking at me like, you know, like they didn't want to talk to me, and so I can understand what that sister was, and I also remember what it was like a year later when I did go natural. And I cut everything off. It wasn't growing it out or whatever. No, I went perm one day, cut hair the next day. And the response I got from that, and I can just say that I understand both sides, but I promise anyone listening and who may need that encouragement to make those changes that the response I got from women and men, well, part of it, I will say, though, part of it was when I did cut my hair to go natural, my boyfriend at the time cut my hair. He's like, I love women with natural hair, and I would really love to see you wear your hair natural. And at 20, coming in an environment where I had people who were kind of there, but to have that kind of reinforcement outside of myself, now I'm at a place where I wear that myself. You know, I carry that in myself. My personal self-love and self-esteem is high enough that I'm able to walk and shine my light as a beautiful black woman wherever I go. However, at that time, that was extra encouragement, but I would encourage any woman who was thinking about being natural, don't know what it looks like to be natural, wonder what their family going to think, what their kids are going to think, because even kids will judge, you know, kids will judge their parents because they're still dealing with, you know, what they see on the videos and such. But I do know that I got more love from men people who never saw me all of a sudden saw me with my natural hair. They could see my face. They could see my face. And I've been natural ever since. I've been wearing my hair without a perm in it since 16 years now. And I've gone through locks twice, cut it all off, shaved it almost bald, let it grow out, braids, plaits, twists, whatever you want to call it. But I do know that our hair is such a is such a place of pain and pleasure for many of us. So I just encourage sisters to go ahead and embrace their natural hair and to allow that to just be who they are, regardless of what the people who love them or not. Because once you start being who you are, those people who know that and recognize it, like attracts like. You know, you're going to shine your light. Other people are going to see you. And next thing you know, somebody's going to be encouraged because you're bold enough. You have the courage to walk your walk. So I just really want, you know, call in when I was hearing that sister make her statement and just give encouragement for those who are considering making a transition and don't know how they're going to do it, to do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Queen, that is encouraging for her. It's not to bash her, and I didn't want her to feel like that. I don't want our sisters to feel like because they perms, because they got perms, and because they eat pork, they can't be freedom fighters. That's not true. It's just the thing that we should, it's about encouragement, and we should try to, just like when a different person, anybody that brings different knowledge to the table, I think we should all share it. I don't think it should be hidden in books. You know what I mean? It should be something
mm-hmm.
that we should all be able to read. We should all should be able to read from the same book. We should all should be able to learn from each other because we want each other to live as long as we can to wage war against this beast. You know what I mean? So we have to continue to be empowering. You know what I mean? It just matters. It does matter that we stay alone for a while, as long as we can. You know what I mean? We already got different ills. You know what I mean? As I said last week, you know, we are being threatened for our lives, going out the door, getting slapped upside the head by a police officer, a pig, or one of our people killing us. You know what I mean? And just the whole state coming down on us because we're freedom fighters. So, yes, I don't want sisters, just because you got a perm, come on to the movie. We don't care, okay? We don't care. That has nothing to do with your heart. But we're just saying that it just, we want you to love all of yourself. We want you to love your natural self because it's like Sister Khadija said last weekend about you hiding something, and we don't want you to hide. We want you to stand strong and proud. And, yeah, if you got your perm, come on, sister. We don't care, but we just want you to do better. That's all. I want to do better. It's some things within me that I want to do better, and I want people to build me up and say, well, sister, when they see me might having that piece of peppermint because I'm trying to, you know, get away from that, they're like, sister, here, take this chew stick, you know what I mean? It's better ways to, you know, do different things. Or, sister, them heels is hurting your feet. Get you some, you know what I mean? So we have to be like that with each other. We can't lie to each other. We got to stop lying to each other. Hell with that. We got to stop lying. We got to start telling ourselves. If we see a sister, we see our sisters because we have a sisterhood. So if we see our sisters down and out, their husbands and their men or their children, then we have to step in, damn it. We have to step in. One of our points in the New Black Panther Party program, 10-point program, is we want freedom. Hell, how can we get freedom if we can't feel free to be ourselves? How? How do we do that? So we have to eventually start shredding and shedding and getting rid of, cutting off those shackles and removing them physically, because some of these shackles that is binding us to stay in one spot. And then we have to start traveling. I'm sorry, Carl, I still got you on the line. I'm so sorry, but I just had to really comment on what you said. What you said was powerful, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in. This is the second radio show for the sisters, so please call back next week. We need as much encouragement as we can get. So, Black Power Queen.
Yes,
sir. Okay, we have a caller. We got 20 minutes left. I'm looking. So we have another caller, 347-737. Black Power, you're on the air.
Black Power.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you, Black Power. Go ahead.
Black Power. I wanted to talk to the sister that was talking about the locks. I did some research on that myself. Like, the purpose why there were many African women that had locks was because it was more like a spiritual thing, and like more like the men were like the priests and everything like that. So that's like more men had it. Didn't mean like the woman didn't have them at all. So
exactly.
So you know, if you want to have it or whatever, you could. They also used to dye it red because the red signified, you know, power.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to give a testimony for myself.
Go ahead,
Queen. When I went natural, I don't have locks or anything like that. I keep my hair braided, you know. I don't perm my hair or put anything straight in my hair anymore. I remember the very first time, like, I went back to my daughter's school after I was enlightened about who I was.
I believe I had an afro, you know, an afro piece. It was even like my own hair was an afro piece that day. And the principal, like when I was a Christian, you know, and I was like very like smiling with them and everything, and you know, my personality didn't change. It was just that afro. When that Caucasian man saw my afro, his whole attitude changed towards me. And that right there let me know that I was on the right path for being that.
You know, that's power.
That's true.
That's power.
And, you know, that's the thing. Like, we have to look at it too and say, you know, every other ethnicity group, they don't have to change anything. But we black women feel like we have to. We're beautiful just how we are. I mean, and honestly, just about everything that we think we know, we've been lied to about it. You know what I mean? Even about, you know, okay, they might have a chart, a BMI rating chart or whatever, you know, but that's based on their body type. Like, even that, for example, so we really need to, like, just study who we are and learn and become proud of who we are. And, I mean, and since I've been natural, man, I tell you, I just walk like a queen because I know I'm beautiful. And not only that, like, you know, like, you just feel the energy in the air. Being natural is a beautiful thing, you know. And I am a sister from Brooklyn, New York, part of the Black Panther Party. And, sister, I'm pretty sure, you know, we'll be more interested in your skills, you know, what you can do, what you bring to the table, more so than, you know, your hair. Because it's a journey for all of us. All of us,
it is.
You know, and I'm still have my ways to go. You know what I mean? Like, I can eat healthier. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like, it's not so much more about, you know, your outside exterior, because remember, we all have that one common enemy, and that's the basis of the whole matter. Once we know that, you know what, that cracker, he don't love us, he want us all dead, exterminated, you know what I mean? We just need
right.
to stay
okay.
focused, we just need to stay focused and love one another. And sister, you know, we love you, and if you want to be part of the party, we would greatly appreciate you. Black power.
Black Power Queen, we really appreciate you calling in, because that's like really important. I do not want sisters by no means to be worried about whether somebody's going to accept them for a perm. We're talking about inner beauty. We're talking about being beautiful and accepting your beautiful self, you know.
That's right.
We're talking about that. We're not saying that, you know, you're not beautiful because you don't have natural hair. We're just saying that, you know, we just have to go back to loving ourselves and being beautiful and knowing that it's okay to be natural. It's really okay. That's what we're saying here. That's not the whole topic of this show. We're talking about black is beautiful. You know what I mean?
Right.
Black is beautiful. And we have to really, really, really see that and really admire that and go back to that. That's what we're saying. We're talking about the concept of bringing it black, you know, and listening. And it's okay to listen to music that makes you feel good in your soul. It's okay to listen to music that is going to make you be empowered. Shoot, we need that in this day and time, because we're not being empowered. We're just sex, sex, sex. Out of our minds and ecstasy out, ecstasy pill popping, syrup drinking, you know, people, pharmaceuticals, you know what I'm saying? We ludicrous in this day and age. We got to really go back to that. It's just a shame that we have to go through all these different arenas to get to the level where we're trying to obtain. But it is necessary, though. It is absolutely necessary that we step up and become who we are and who we say that we're going to be. And, we don't have to do that through the perm. But just be natural within your own ability. Be natural-minded, you know, and just begin to build. What's wrong with that? What's wrong? What's wrong? That's what we ask you. That's the question. And I'm so glad that sister called in, because I want people to just know that black is beautiful. Sister, do you have any comment about what that caller just said?
I think it is the most, like you said, it was a reason. See, I believe things happen for a reason. It was a reason that that sister called in, because perhaps somebody else was having those same issues. And now, you know, they may take from tonight's program and learn from that. And I like what you're saying, sister. Just because one of our sisters wears straight hair does not mean she can't be a freedom fighter. You know, we all have to come into right knowledge at our own pace and own, you know, when we're supposed to. So, you know, that doesn't discredit them from being a freedom fighter or being a part of the revolution. But at some point, you know, we just want to make sure that they adapt, the, you know, that they realize they don't need that to be beautiful. And they are black and beautiful. And so we do want to represent who, you know, who we are and our heritage. And we want to promote natural beauty, natural hair. We want to promote that. So I'm very glad that the sister called in as well, Queen. I think that was very positive.
Exactly. And, again, I want to remind everybody calling in that this is a positive show, and we're not going to have anybody disrespecting each other, because we don't need that. We have enough of that in our community. So if you're feeling negative or you're feeling, you know, not a happy camper, then you don't need to call on this show tonight. Don't call these shows, because we don't have time for that. We have too much self-destruction within our community, and it's unnecessary.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Should I take this call? We got 10 more minutes left on our show. 502-714. Black Power, you're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Yes, Black Power.
Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, first of all, I wanted to thank you. I've been listening all night. I'm white, first of all. I'm raising a biracial son. And having positive radio shows like this, positive things that I can learn from to teach him and to introduce him to in life is really important. And I wanted to thank you. Listening to the show really gives me a lot of things I can help him with. And, you know, there aren't a lot of positive outlets, so it is really nice to have this to listen to. I just want to say thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't know, sister, you had a comment.
I think I'm going to leave that one alone.
That just threw me for a loop. That's just, you know, that's the first thing. I've never, you know, everybody knows me to know that I'm a one of those type of people that just, there's something I just wasn't really expecting. Oh, well, I mean, thank you, you know. I guess we have to, that's deep. When it does happen in our society, and that's, yeah, we have to raise the the children as best as we can. I don't even know what to say.
You're gonna be all right,
please,
my sister.
Save me, sister. Save
you're gonna
me.
Be all right, my sister.
No, I'm already passed out. No, but no, I'm kidding. It's not that bad.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't offer any help to you right now, sister. But
honestly, in all honesty and fairness, but that is important. We have to, you know, raise our black children to be black. And to that caller, we have to really, really raise your child to be black, because it's really important. It's confusing out here. You don't want your child to be misled and to be turned away because it's bad, you know, it is what it is, and sometimes they, you know, the outside world may not accept it, you know, might accept the child, and you don't want that child to grow up with confusing thoughts. So, and therefore, just try to raise them black, take them around some black people in your life that really want to teach him how, you said a son, so you really want to teach him how to be black, because, I mean, he's black. So you definitely want to do that. So, well, anyway, I do appreciate your call. You just threw me for a loop. I wasn't expecting that, but thank you. So, with that said, anybody else? I see this chat room is just going. They are just going.
It's funny, sister. You must sense things because you said, now, I don't know. Should I take this call? You know? Before
yeah,
you even
well,
open
I mean,
the line. So that was fun.
I was just letting everybody, cause, yeah, because it's really important that we have a, that is true. One of the people in the chat room was talking about homeschooling our children. Yeah, that's very important too. But
yeah.
It's really, really important that we really not have self-destruction anymore. It's just not necessary, you know. And we have to create abundance of love within our households. I mean, I listen to some of these talk shows and some of these little chat blog talk things, and they're so negative, and they're always cursing each other out on the caller, and it's just really tacky. And I just don't want to be around anything like that because I'm trying to do something really positive with our people.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I salute you, sister.
And we really want to invite more sisters to the organization, to the New Black Panther Party. And we do within our organization, by the way. The caller just really, really made me think about this. And this is on my heart, and this is on my soul and on my mind. But we have to, we want to get more sisters. Not saying it's not good with the brothers, but, you know, we need some sisterhood training going on in here. We need more sisters. And we want people to go onto our website. It's www.newblackpanther.com. And you can email us if you want to join at nbpphq@yahoo.com. You can text 502-299-8530. Let me say it again. www.newblackpanther.com. Email is nbpphq@yahoo.com. And please, please, please text 502-299-8530. I hope, caller asked, where is the New Black Panther Party located? Brother, we are all, sister, we are everywhere. We are all over this country, and we are outside the country. We have chapters in France. We have a chapter in London. We have a chapter in Africa. We have chapters, we have a new coming up chapter in Arizona. Is that right, Queen?
<That's> right.
We have one coming up. Actually, and the contact person is on the call right now, one of our artists. So
that's right.
we have it everywhere. We really want to encourage everybody to join NBPP or become a part of our Black Power movement. And we also do have general membership where you can come and go as you please, which is a beautiful thing, but it's just, you know, it's all about that security thing. So certain things we can't really say as far as that is concerned. So we really have to, we really want to empower the people through any means. So if you could rock it in the Panther uniform, then roll with us, you know. Especially y'all sisters, we need to help these brothers. No, we need to build though. We need more sisters within the party because sisters are hell of fire organizers. Brothers are too now. Don't get them twisted. But sisters, we have a different way of doing things, and it's like the more sisters that we get with a very powerful ideal, then we can really do a come up and really make some things happen. And I just need more sisters around me. Can I just be honest with y'all? Because I've been dealing with these brothers for about 5 years. And they need more sisters. We need more sisters so we can show them how to organize. But sister, do you have any last and long sounding words to say to the people?
I just want
to
thank
this.
You. Yes, Queen. You know, I want to thank you for, again, the opportunity to share with everyone what I do. And my message to the people would be unity. You know, black unity equals black power. That's what I always say. So we do want to make sure that we unify with our sisters and brothers regardless of our differences, okay? So that's what I want to say, is to promote
come
black
on,
unity.
Sister. Yes. Come on, sisters, with
yes.
the perms and the non-perms and the nappy weaves. And
that's right. We
you
all
know, the sisters in the hand, in the wheelchairs and crawling or whatever it is you're doing. Come on, sisters, we need you. We
mm-hmm.
love you. We don't care about all that. We just want better mm-hmm. for you. We want you to look good and feel good. So come
that's
on
right.
into the new Black Panther Party. That's, like, really, really, really important.
Beautiful.
Black power.
Beautiful senses.
Black power.
Power. Beautiful.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently